Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellis Trader. And since we are here at the Bye Coach, we're going to take a look at some of the big plays in that Charger game.
Well, one of the great things in this game was the production we had from our running backs in the passing game. And, you know, those guys have done a great job for us all year long. But here's a good example of James White coming out of the backfield on a third and, you know, 10 type of play. And Chargers got a chance to make a play there short of the first down. James shows some nifty running. Great with the ball in his hands. Good ball security. Picks up, you know, 20-some yards for first down. So Rex, James had over 150 yards for us in the passing game. And, you know, a lot of it was plays like that after the catch.
It's nice to have four guys. It seems like, you know, not only four, but also Brandon Bolden. You got five backs so they can make that first guy miss, whether it's in the hole or whether it's out in space.
Right. Yeah, it's, that position's been very productive for us. Well, here's the big play on the punt, and you know, several things on this one. First of all, you know, we know about our two gunners, John Jones and Matt Slater. Here's a play where Brandon King's able to get out and really and effectively become the third gunner for us on the play. Big key to this one is a great punt by Ryan Allen. He hits a tremendous ball with good hang time, direction, forces Benjamin to come and, you know, have to track it down. And here's our coverage. So Slater, King, and Jones on the backside. So very good leverage there on the ball. Again, a great punt here on the sideline. Benjamin handles it, picks it up. So when he picks this ball up on the, call it the 4-yard line, and takes it back into the end zone, it's now his responsibility to get it out. So there's no momentum. There's, this couldn't be a touchback because he's gained possession of the ball and then on his own carried it back into the end zone. So again, the great coverage here from Jones, King, and Slater, really, you know, containing the ball here, and John cutting them off, Brandon finishing the play. But having that extra guy down there, having Brandon King down there as kind of the third gunner, if you will, really, you know, closes the space on the return, and he ends up making a play for the safety.
That's a good point on the momentum, because a lot of people think, okay, well, he did catch it. Yeah, he did choose to run it in. So
yeah, had the ball gone off his hands and bounced into the end zone, then that would have been a touchback, or if he had downed it, it would have been a touchback. But on this one, he clearly took the ball into the end zone. So here's the same play from the end zone. Again, we see King coming down here, John Jones. And then, you know, Nate Ebner, you know, does a good job as the personal protector after he makes his block and covers. He does a good job of playing like a linebacker and filling in the gaps here, you know, where there's space in the coverage to, you know, make sure that we're had the ball fully contained. So big play for us in the King game on the coverage side of it. Then on the return or on the kickoff coverage, here's another good play here. First of all, you know, the get off. I mean, you know, a yard here is a yard somewhere down here or 2 yards here. So really good timing and get off here with the motion on the kickoff team. And this is John Jones coming on the backside, you know, running through this block, and then Brandon Bolden, you know, squeezing it down from the outside. So when these guys on the outside come down and make a tackle, that really puts a lot of pressure on the return team. It forces them to take somebody eventually. I mean, they can't keep letting this happen. To take one of these blockers here from the wedge or somebody come back here and seal the backside. And that just creates more opportunity for the guys, you know, to the play side or the kick side of the play. So, if they want to double team and they want to, you know, load up over here, then that gives us a chance on the backside. If they block the backside and single everybody up, then we have more space to penetrate to the return side. So, again, here's a good example of John Jones, you know, getting through the single block. Brandon Bolden squeezing down on the backside with good leverage, so the ball can't come back here, cut back, and then when it goes to our right, then, you know, Brandon and John make the tackle inside the 15-yard line.
So, 14 yards of field position right there.
Yeah. And then the kickoff return. So kickoff from the 30 after the offside penalty, you know, that was an opportunity for us here. And so here's a double team block. Here's another double team block where Nate comes over, and so we kind of get the coverage sealed off here from the sideline to the field, and then we're 3-for-3. So we have two in the wedge, and our short returner Slater coming over. So this is Dwayne Allen and James Devlin on the kickout block here on the wedge, and then Slater pulls through, gets the safety. And so there's a scene there for Deion to hit.
Another guy plays a ton that you talk about in your post game. You know, you got a lot of stars like Devin. A lot of guys contributing on special teams. You know, Devlin, you know, I mean, McCourty.
Yep.
You got guys stepping up all across the field.
Absolutely. Those guys take a lot of pride in it. The guys who are offensive and defensive players, and then the guys who, you know, this is their primary job.
All right, defensively.
You know, defensively, you know, third down, we had some big third down stops, and I thought this was another outstanding play by John Jones. This is
a lot of him.
He's
lately.
In a slot
yeah.
here. Mm-hmm. You know, doubling Allen, so that was, you know, we did a decent amount of that. And really get a good pass rush here from Trey Flowers. We'll see this in a second, but, you know, comes right at the middle. So Rivers is, you know, got Trey right in his face. There's a lot of traffic over here, but he really makes a great throw. And it comes down to the finish of the play, and, you know, John does an excellent job, as we've seen before him do, you know, get his hand in there, into the pocket of the ball, dislodge it, and, you know, make a big pass break up here. So this is a little closer look at the play from the end zone. You can see Trey Flowers coming inside here on the rush, and he makes a nice – makes a nice inside movement. You can't get there any faster than that. And is, you know, right in Rivers' face. And again,
Phil makes a great throw.
But John's right there, and he comes in with that left arm. And as the ball's coming back in for the catch, he's able to finish the play, get the ball, get the hand, and pull it away and force an incomplete pass. So an excellent job here by John Jones on the finish. And then another third down situation, late in the fourth quarter, third down and eight. You know, another situation where we, you know, doubled Allen. So took him, and then, you know, we're man for man here with, you know, some help from Duran over the top. But another good job here by John and Chung. You know, Chung did a good job on these tight ends, on Henry and Gates. You know, they didn't have anywhere near the type of production they've been having. But, again, good pass rush here. So, good coverage. You know, we've got Allen doubled and, you know, forced the throw here. And this is Batamosi. So, some third down stops there. Those are big for us.
Team's playing well. 6-2 at the bye. Enjoy it a little bit. I know you won't.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way.